Welcome to Words and Pictures, the show about the narrative arts. I'm your host, S.W. Konser, and today we're talking about comics by homeless artists. Joining us from across the pond is Maurice Cumber. She is the coordinator of work-based learning at Ravensbourne University, London. She's also the director of the nonprofit art school Accumulate. Maurice, welcome to Words and Pictures.
Thank you. What a nice welcome.
Also joining us are three of the comics artists featured in the anthology collection published by Accumulate. It's called The Book of Homelessness. Welcome, Rhea, Mitchell, and Luke.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello there.
Well, good. Let's talk about The Book of Homelessness. It's been getting a lot of attention. The book includes an introduction from the Oscar-nominated actress Samantha Morton. And I'm not sure how many people know that Samantha was born in a council estate that would be a public housing project. And when she was 13 years old, she was homeless for nearly a year.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to get her on board. I mean, it came via sort of a bit of a strange route, but as soon as she heard about the project, she responded immediately and wrote this very, very honest and personal introduction to the book. And I think what was really important about that, and I'm incredibly grateful to Samantha, is that she highlighted that the situation of homelessness is not aligned just to a certain type of person. It is actually sort of democratic in the way that it can affect so many people, and it doesn't actually mask you or prevent you from progressing forward into whichever path of life you can. It's actually far more common than maybe thought of. So yeah, so Samantha's intro is brilliant, but it's also how widespread homelessness is and how it affects so many.
I want to mention Accumulate. We'll talk more about the school, the art school Accumulate, but it doesn't just offer comics classes. It offers instruction in photography, sculpture, textile printing, fashion and illustration, creative writing. So Luke, Rhea, Mitchell, what was it about the art of comics that drew you to that?
So, I mean, we don't really call them comics over here. We call it a graphic novel. Okay. Like a comic in England is generally something funny, whereas a graphic novel can be a story, but with more pictures. But so, yeah, if I say that, because comic doesn't feel natural to me, but yeah, I just like drawing. That's what got me involved. I just wanted to draw pictures and tell my story through drawing. Rhea, you was going to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, so for me, it's kind of different because I use photography instead of drawing. So originally, when I did start the project, I was kind of feeling like down about it because I couldn't write anything that I wanted to like express. Like it didn't come to me naturally. Whereas what I've written in the book now and the pictures that I've taken to express the words, I was really happy with it. But yeah, I use photography instead of drawing, but I hand wrote my my poem. Yeah.
All right. Luke, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, I think one of the things that what I love about that sort of making pictures and things like that is that a lot of people are sometimes too afraid to really write down stuff or afraid to kind of, you know, express certain things. And I think being able to kind of write it down and put it on pictures with that, I think it makes it more, you can kind of do a bit more hard hitting with it, and it kind of speaks volumes in just pictures instead of just, oh, you know, saying something to someone. And I think that was one good thing, is that people kind of got to be really honest and just let the creativity flow, I guess.
Well, I was going to mention that here in the States, we have a housing crisis that just keeps getting worse. So we've had decades of cuts to social services, including public housing. On top of that, middle-class jobs just keep getting outsourced. And then there's predatory lending and foreclosures and evictions. So any attempts by cities here to fix the problem, it just all seems like bailing out a sinking ship with a shot glass. I'm wondering what's going on in London. What can you tell our listeners about your own experiences?
There's a lot of people on the streets. I mean, I've only been in London a few years, like this time. I've been to London twice, but this time it seems worse. In central London where I was, there are people and it seems like there's just no way to help them. They just seem sort of stuck in a cycle where services can't really accommodate the number and of people that there are out there that are struggling. So like they could get me in a night shelter, a temporary, like a hall where you'd be sharing it with like 30 or 40 other people, but any long-term help just didn't exist. And I was there for a couple of years. Then just by chance, I was sleeping rough in central London in Westminster. And within 2 days, I was picked up by the No Second Night Out team and I got into a hostel, like a direct access assessment centre hostel. And I think that it's really, really crazy that it's like a lottery, like what borough you're in.
One of the problems here in London, I live in quite a rough borough, and one of the problems is that there's a lot of the places are so run down and they're really expensive. And the one positive thing though is they started to make them a lot nicer and a lot more homely and a lot more like you have your own kitchen and bathroom, which is a good start. But skip years, like 6 years ago, there was nothing like that, and for skyrocket prices, which ruins it for everyone.
So I would say for me, with my experience, I was never like on the street, but I was sofa surfing. Like for me, I wasn't necessarily homeless because I had somewhere to like lay my head at night, you know, even though it was different places all the time and I had to move like every other week or every week. It was hard for me to find a referral, especially where I was new to it. This is not normal to me to be in this situation. So I had to go to at least like 6 different like organizations before I could get a referral to even go to a hostel. But after I did get my referral, I got my referral from AKT, which is Albert Kennedy's Trust, which is an LGBT organization that helps homeless young people. And once I got my, once they referred me, I was able to move into the hostel. Once I got to the hostel, everything was explained to me. Everything was like, you always have to think about, you have to get food for yourself. You have to get toiletries. You have to get cleaning products. You have to get all these things. And by the time you get all of those things and you pay your rent, you're not left with a lot. That was my experience anyway. You're not left
with mine.
Yeah.
And you mentioned hostels. So when Americans hear the word hostel, they might picture a cheap place for young travelers to spend a night or two before they continue down the road. The hostels you're talking about in England are a bit different than that.
It's temporary accommodation.
Yeah.
So most hostels, or maybe all hostels, then help you look for a place, like a shared house afterwards.
But that's not for everyone. I've been in a lot of hostels and I've stayed there about 10 months and then they've kind of said, all right, you can go now, and then you're back to square one.
Yeah.
As well as having no money because they've taken it all. But there are some hostels which I was in when I'd done the photography course with Maurice that really do want to help and stuff like that. But they've only just started coming about, and you know, and that's what's really good is if we can get them more like that, get into the, you know, the motion of having your own place and knowing what to do and stuff like that.
Well, I do want to ask a little bit about the creative process. These are not normal times right now. You're all trying to stay safe and avoid gathering in person. But normally, when you're getting together at the art school at Accumulate, is it a safe space? Is it a brave space for you to be there and inspire each other?
I'd say it's both of those things, isn't it? Like, I've never seen anything there that's made me feel uncomfortable. It's always felt safe. I mean, these guys have been there for longer than they were there before me, so they've got more experience. You might have seen some stuff that I haven't, but it's always been safe, and everybody's always been so supportive to encourage people to, you know, express themselves. Like I was amazed at the stories that people came out with, and how like reassured that they felt by the other group members and by the members of staff and, you know, the people that used to help out there to actually, you know, tell their real story. Like there's not a lot of places where that sort of level of honesty and candor is encouraged to the level that it was there, you know.
And one of the good things is that it's such a diverse sort of group.
Yeah.
There's everyone from everywhere, different, you know, sexualities, all of it. And that's one great thing for me because, yeah, it's just nice to know that everyone's there and everyone wants to be there because we're creative and we've all had a tough time in the past. And I think that's just one great thing that everyone is just so open with each other.
And even outside of everything, if you're in trouble, you can call anybody from this group, literally. Even if like you're just there, you just want to have a chat, you can call anybody in the group. It's so peaceful, it's so relaxing to like hear a voice that you wouldn't normally hear on a regular basis, you know? And the fact that everybody's so open and everybody's so, yeah, it's nice.
Oh, that's
what, making me cry.
Maurice, don't do it.
I was going to ask, so what's the role of Maurice in all of this?
I just bring it together, really. I mean, it's lovely to hear that because the thing that I really wanted to create to accumulate is that safe place. Like, I remember growing up and like my youth club was really important to me because it wasn't like school, it wasn't home. It was just, you know, the group of people that I could just connect with, which were outside of all of that sort of mainstream. And so with Accumulate, I think what's really important to me is the reason all the participants are there is not because of their housing situation, it's because they are creative. And that's really essential to it, you know, and that's why we name ourselves the Art School for the Homeless, because it is just like an art school. It's like somewhere you can go where there's other people like you who are creative, who want to express themselves and want to do visual work or, you know, whatever, 3D work, whatever it is, but you're just there because you connect with each other. I mean, I think this is the first project. Luke, you've been with us for quite a while. You know, you've been for a few projects with us, but we don't ever really talk about why people have got the housing situation they've got. This is the first project where we started to delve a little bit deeper into that. So, I mean, I don't know, Accumulate's been going for 6 years, but this is the first project where we started to explore that a little bit further. But I was always really conscious. And I remember at the first session when we launched this Book of Homelessness project, and I said, if you want to talk about what you had for breakfast, that's absolutely fine. You know, why should you feel that you've got to tell a very personal story? Like, it's not what this is about. This is about stories and people who've got a shared housing situation, but their creativity is what I really wanted to get into the book rather than the reasons they've got their housing situation. But in a bizarre way, the trust really escalated and we did get that sort of material, which is like fantastic. So yeah, so my role is really just like bring it all together. I suppose I'm in the background, like putting all the sort of the cake ingredients together to make sure we've got this fantastic cake at the oven. At the end. Yeah, they're my surrogate family. What can I tell you? You know,
I was gonna say you're literally the mum of the group, Mama Maurice.
Yeah, mother job.
Well, I do want to mention, Maurice, you are on the faculty of Ravensbourne University, and one of the things that you do with Accumulate, this is an organization that you founded, a nonprofit art school that you founded, and Accumulate, in addition to bringing young artists together, it also fundraises, it provides scholarships for young folks to continue their creative education with a digital media and design course at Ravensbourne University, London. So what can you tell us about all of that?
So, well, that's brilliant because two people who've been awarded scholarships are on this call. So both Luke and Mitchell, well, Mitchell's on the course now and Luke, you were in it a couple of years ago.
But
the reason it was set up was because we're dealing with such creativity and the natural progression route would be to go to university and at least do some sort of course there, but like in the States, education isn't free, education costs. And I remember, you know, it was back in 2016, and I took a group of Accumulate participants to Ravensbourne, and we started talking about this course called the Access Course. And when, as soon as you start to say about the finance that you have to take out a loan, you could see like the shutters just coming down. And I looked at it and I thought, well, of course they're not going to take out a loan to study because they're living on 30 quid a week or whatever it is. So the idea they're going to take out, borrow money for education when they've got their core needs are not met, i.e. their housing needs, then, you know, it's bizarre. So I said, right, we have to fundraise. We have to get scholarships because we have to break down that barrier. So that was starting in 2016. And since 2016, 20 Accumulate participants have been awarded scholarships to Ravensbourne, and 8 of them have gone on to degrees. So that's really like fantastic. So, you know, the thing about education, unlike housing, unlike food, unlike the shoes on your feet, it can't be taken away from you. It's there forever. And it changes how you think, and it changes who you are, and it changes what your potential future is. And that's really, really powerful for me. So it's not just an activity, it's about life change through creative education.
Yeah, so it's been a really good thing for me to be involved in getting a scholarship, because it's made me like rethink about what I was doing with my life before, and that actually creativity is something that I can pursue. Like, I've drawn most of my life, but then I sort of fell out with it for a bit when everything was crazy with being homeless and having other issues, mental health, substance abuse, relationship breakdown, you know, the sort of drawing just went to the side. But then back through going to Accumulate, starting off with the Book of Homelessness and the other projects I've done, then leading to getting the scholarship, it's made me realise that, you know, creativity is very important to me, and it's something that I want to do for the rest of my life. And this has made me confident enough in my ability to believe that that's possible. Like before, I was like, yeah, I can draw, but who's going to get a job drawing? Do you know what I mean? Whereas yeah. Now, like, I'm thinking about doing a degree in illustration next year after I finish this Access course. And that's a legitimate job. That's a job drawing. So, yeah, it's a really good thing.
I can see you doing that. I hope you start doing that.
Thank you. I'm doing it. It's not. I'm doing it. No. But seriously, yeah, like Maurice said, it's life-changing for people. And, like, yeah, I definitely want to use this opportunity to change my life, because it wasn't good before. This is seriously a way out of it that I can seriously do something good. So, yeah.
You're listening to Words and Pictures. I'm your host, SW Conser, and we're talking today about comics by homeless artists. Maurice Cumber is here. She's the director of the nonprofit art school Accumulate in London, England. And Rhea Mitchell and Luke are artists whose work appears in the anthology collection, The Book of Homelessness. So Maurice, let's hear a bit of your story. We mentioned earlier that you're a member of the faculty at Ravensbourne University, London. Your title there is Work-Based Learning Coordinator. And, well, what's a bit of your own story? How did you decide that this art school, this nonprofit art school for homeless youth, Accumulate, was a project that you wanted to take on?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a bit of a funny one. I mean, my background has always been in something creative related. And I set up my own business when I was, I don't know, 22, 23. I went to art school and I set up my own business. And then I went into creative education. So those are like the three pivots. And now I'm much more open about talking about this. But exactly 10 years ago, in fact, this time, I walked out of a really, really high-powered job. And I was at a very senior position. And I drove to work one day and physically I just could not get out of a car. And I was absolutely exhausted, and I would say I was empty and I was broken, and I just, you know, I was sort of crying hysterically and I just couldn't do it. And I went home and I sort of spent a year sitting on the sofa just watching like videos. I mean, I was absolutely empty. I was so exhausted and stressed and everything. And in that year, I really started to think, you know, what did I really want to be doing? And the thing that I really wanted to be doing was, you know, something of value. I felt I'd lost my values because I'd risen so high up this career path that I'd sort of forgotten who I was. And so in that year, I helped to set up local arts festival, which is great. You know, I sort of spent my time doing something like that, which was like community focused. And in the local area, there is, in fact, a hostel, which is the North London YMCA hostel. And I sort of said to them, you know, let's do something together. And I just knew this is what I needed. And I said, you know, we're going to do some creative workshops. And out of that, you know, we're going to have an exhibition. And there's going to be this exhibition because I'm the director of the festival. So it's going to happen. And that's literally how Accumulate started. It started just because of one email that came into my inbox and me saying, you know what, this could really be something special here, and me working with a group of people. And the one thing that kept me going was, like, I knew in that awful year that I could get back to it again. You know, I'd had positive life experiences and I knew that I was a sort of a survivor. And when I looked at what was happening in that hostel, I said, you know, these people unfortunately may not have had that sort of experience or that support, and so it's much harder for them to progress in their lives than myself. And that became really the motivation to help change and improve people's lives through creative education. And that's the story of how it started.
And you've lined up some high-powered allies. We mentioned some of the film royalty that you've brought into the project, but you've also brought in some faculty and business partners.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that I think it sets Accumulate apart is all of those relationships that we have. So we do have endorsements from sort of like celebrity, I suppose you might want to say that. But we also work very closely with corporates, sponsor the scholarships. We also have amazing partnerships with like museums and galleries. And that's really important for me because, you know, in the UK, in England, a lot of museums are free, right? But they're not often accessible to people, but they belong to everyone, you know? So through Accumulate, we do collaborative projects with, say, the Tate or with the Victoria and Albert Museum or with the Saatchi Gallery or whatever. And it means that a group of people that maybe didn't feel welcome in that environment through Accumulate become familiar with the cultural offer. Really, really important to me that we break down those barriers. And so, yeah, those relationships are fantastic, but they're just as fantastic for the other side as they are for Accumulate. Two-way traffic here.
Well, that's got to be inspiring that, I mean, there are certainly living artists who are established, have some of the participants in the programs here had a chance to rub elbows with established artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met some great people. They got some like guest speakers who'd previously worked on like graphic novels before. Like the was she Chinese English lady or
Su Pickford Chung? Yeah.
Yes, like her book was amazing, you know, and to speak directly, you know, one-on-one to people who have been successful in a medium that you'd like to be successful in yourself is, yeah, it's very inspiring.
Yeah, I think as well, we've Accumulate, we've had lots of like events and workshops where we've done like fashion and stuff. And we've actually done a fashion show for Ted Baker. I'm actually wearing his top now that we got to take one away. but that was really cool. Doing stuff for Levi's, we done a fashion show for Levi's for Accumulate. Doing the same thing as the graphic novel, but with fashion, you know. So that's the one good thing about it. Everyone gets to do lots of different stuff, yeah, and see what they like. But we also had a gallery of lots of our designs that we made, and they were turned into key rings and stuff. So it kind of made us feel like celebs when we had that. And it was great, you know, because it's not often we're going to have our own gallery and our own key rings and things like that being sold, you know. So it's really, yeah, really good moment for all of us.
So The Book of Homelessness, this is an anthology collection of many, many people's artwork and just a real range of styles. And, you know, in the best of circumstances, it's hard to put a book together. How much of a challenge was it to put together The Book of Homelessness?
Well, we started to fundraise for it like last September 2019. We crowdfunded for it then. And we got the money through about November. So like this time last year, so that was the first challenge we had, which was actually me sort of saying, like, you know, we're going to do it ourselves. And so we raised that money. And then working with the group, there was a lot of workshops around, you know, how to write stories, how to draw, sequencing. You know, we had to stop them because it was like COVID lockdown. So middle of March, that was a really, really long process. We stopped them, but we had the majority of the work ready. And, you know, I didn't know what we were going to do. But then in June, I sort of said, you know what, let's get it done, because I don't know how long this like COVID situation is going to last. And the one thing I do know is it's really important to the participants that we do get this physical book. And so, yes, then we started the art direction about June, July, and we published properly about 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago. We've got the books out. So this looks like a book that you'd get in the gallery bookshop. Mm-hmm. It looks like a book that you'd be proud to have on your coffee table. And that's also saying something, that this is the artwork that the Accumulate participants produced, and their stories is of the highest level. And so the Book of Homelessness needs to be of the highest level as well. There was no going to be any taking away from that pride that I wanted every participant to have in what had been made out of their creative work.
Yeah. Well, what's next for Accumulate after the Book of Homelessness?
So, we're now planning our next project, which will be next year. Obviously, like, you know, the whole lockdown situation has made it a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But we're sending out art kits, like Creativity in a Pack, and we do our online sessions via Zoom. But we are hoping to get back to proper reality come January. We've got a residency at the Barbican, which is a really fantastic cultural centre, and we're going to be working towards a project. I don't want to tell this lot because in case we don't get the funding, it doesn't happen, right? But we're going to sort of mix creativity and entrepreneurship together. That's all I'm saying at this point. But the Book of Homelessness, I've got to tell you, I mean, I knew it was going to be good because what was in the book was good, but I had no idea it was going to be as successful as it has been, or get the amount of coverage that it has got. So it's going to be a bit of a hard one to follow up on, but we're gonna maybe build it. Maybe we'll have an international Book of Homelessness with stories from around the world. Who knows, you know? But yeah, we're going to have to top this one for next year. So I'm going to be hard at work thinking about...
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you've been listening to Words and Pictures. I'm your host, SW Conser, and my guests today have been Mitchell, Luke, Rhea, and Maurice Cumber. Maurice is the director of the nonprofit art school Accumulate, and Rhea, Mitchell, and Luke are artists whose work appears in the anthology collection, The Book of Homelessness. Luke, Rhea, Mitchell, Maurice, it's been a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, listen, you know, there's no way I'm going to get off this call without plugging how to purchase the Book of Homelessness, okay? So for anybody who's interested and wants to find out more about Accumulate, but also to purchase the Book of Homelessness, just go to our website, which is www.accumulate.org.uk. And the reason why I'm super pushing the Book of Homelessness is, if we sell all the copies, we'll have raised enough money for another scholarship for an Accumulate participant to go to university. And that would be just like amazing. So not only do you get a great book, but you help to fund somebody else's creative education that deserves to go to university. So there you go. Get going.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Yes, yes. Thanks again. And thanks also to our listeners on the radio dial and at KBOO.FM. And a very special thanks to Ken Jones for his expert work engineering today's program. You can find an archived version of the show later today at kboo.fm/wordsandpictures. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at wordsandpicture.
never.